EaseIt, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
Hi, this is Unit 2, Easy to Understand, Element 2, Legislation, Standards and Guidelines, video lectures on standards and guidelines. I am Esther Hedberg from the Swedish National Association for Dyslexia. In this short video lecture, I will talk about international standards and guidelines on Easy to Understand. In Unit 1, Element 4, you can learn more about standards on media accessibility. I will focus on two ongoing projects within ISO, the International Organization for Standardization. These standards are expected to be published in a few years. A. Guidance on making written text easy to read and easy to understand. B. Plain language, Part 1, Governing Principles and Guidelines. I will also talk about two existing guidelines. C. Information for All, European Standard for Making Information Easy to Read and Understand, from Inclusion Europe. D. Guidelines for Easy to Read Materials from IFLA, International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions. Standards are documented and agreed descriptions of how products, services and processes should work or look like to satisfy the needs of users. You will find standards for computer keyboards, light bulbs, hexagon screws and millions of other things. Even languages are standardized. Standards are normally not mandatory, but some of them do get implemented or referred to in laws and might therefore be something you must comply with. A standard can be used as a guideline, but a guideline is not necessarily a standard. A standard is developed by a standardization organization. It's a result of a process of compromises and agreements among stakeholders and experts from different areas, like producers, consumers, and researchers. There are different organizations that create standards. I already mentioned ISO. You're probably also familiar with ITU, International Telecommunication Union, and W3C, World Wide Web Consortium. In Europe, we have ETSI, European Telecommunications Standard Institute, and CEN, European Committee for Standardization. In your own country, you'll find national organizations for standardization. There are no published global standards on easy language, but ISO is working on this topic. One project addresses easy to understand text and another plain language. First, ISO IEC WD 23859, guidance on making written text easy to read and easy to understand. Second, ISO WD 24495, plain language, part 1, governing principles and guidelines. WD in the titles stand for working draft. The ISO IEC WD 23859, guidance on making written text easy to read and easy to understand, focuses on user interfaces. It will provide recommendations on how to create, adapt, validate, and procure written easy text for various types of content, environments, and formats for diverse users. That includes text in audio format and in different hybrid access services like Easy Subtitles and Easy Audio Description. The aim of the validation is to make sure that the content is easy to read and easy to understand for the target group. It is important that these end users are involved in the validation process. This standard will not provide language-specific guidance. ISO WD 24495 on plain language will provide support for writers to produce any document in plain language. The International Plain Language Federation has been working to create these universal multi-language standards for several years. The standard will build on the definition of plain language that the Federation created a few years ago. A communication is in plain language if its wording, structure, and design are so clear that the intended audience can easily find what they need, understand what they find, and use that information. In Europe, a European guideline from 2009 called Information for All, European Standard for Making Information Easy to Read and Understand, is often recommended to writers who want to write easy to read content. These guidelines were created by Inclusion Europe, which consists of 78 European organizations for people with intellectual disabilities. The guidelines were produced in the project Pathway to Adult Education for People with Intellectual Disabilities. The document contains guidelines on how to create easy to understand information for the following types of content: general, written, electronic, video, and audio. IFLA, International Federation of Library Associations and Institutions, published their guideline for easy to read materials in 2010. While the guidelines for Inclusion Europe target people with intellectual disability, the guidelines from IFLA have a broader target group and include people with reading difficulties that have different causes. The guidelines from IFLA have three main purposes. I quote, first, to describe the nature of and the need for easy to read publications. Second, to identify the main target groups of these publications. Three, to offer suggestions to publishers of easy to read materials and those organizations and agencies that serve persons with reading disabilities. The ISO standards are not published, but I suggest that you read the guidelines from Inclusion Europe and IFLA. Both of them are available free of charge on their web pages. Information for All is also available in different languages. I also suggest that you read Do Not Write For Us Without Us, involving people with intellectual disability in the writing of texts that are easy to read and understand. That is also from Inclusion Europe. This video lecture was prepared by Esther Hedberg from Swedish National Association for Dyslexia. You can reach me at esther.hedberg@dyslexi.org. Thank you.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.